23 teams participated in the annual Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations Youth Softball Championships. The tournament was held at Carlisle Lions Park from August 25 to 27. 11 First Nations participated, including the host White Bear First Nation, WBFN, teams. In female division play, White Bear won gold medals in both the under-13 and U-17 competitions. The U-17 team won 8-1 over Standing Buffalo in the final. The score for the U-13 game was not available. There were no female teams entered in U-15. In the male divisions, Ochapawachi won both the U-13 and U-15. Piapit won U-17. In early August, it was learned that FSIN had not received any applications to host this event. White Bear counselor Tanya Littlechief, together with Patty Joya and Sandra Shepherd, were permitted to place a bid. They were pleased to find out they were approved and then approached the Carlisle District Lions Club for park use. To host an event as large as this, several ball diamonds were needed, and Lions Park was a perfect fit. Littlechief had nothing but praise for everyone involved, and the tournament was a success. It was nice to be able to hold this event locally and not travel miles and miles for this annual softball tournament. I'm so grateful for everyone that helped. A huge thank you to Morley Watson of Ochapawachi for running the draw and lining up the umpires. To Ken Thomas, for all his guidance and assistance. Also, a big thank you to the parents of the ball players for attending to the gate and to our very own coaches, Avery Standingready, Kristen Kakakaway, Kyle Begeagle, Chanel Littlechief, and Tia Panassi. I am very grateful for all the White Bear athletes who displayed sportsmanship skills, dedication, and determination by supporting one another as a team. Littlechief was also a coach. I also wish to thank the White Bear health ladies who set up a first aid tent on site and the WBFN-sponsored security for walking the grounds and making sure the park stayed clean. I also wish to thank WBFN Brighter Futures, the Lake Resort, the Taxation Administrator, White Bear Youth and Recreation and the Bear Claw Casino. Thank you to Patty Joya for creating the beautiful sweaters and t-shirts and Kevin LeDuex for the awesome game shirts. When we work together as a nation and neighboring community, we can make a difference holding big events such as this. It gives our youth a chance to come together and make new friends within the treaty territories, especially after a worldwide pandemic that still lingers. The Carlisle District Lions Club provided the playing venue and, on several occasions, up to 5 diamonds were being used at once. Duncan Brown is the Lions Park chairman. Many of the players, fans, and umpires commented on how good the diamonds and the entire park looked. A big thank you goes out to Darcy Howe, who together with Craig Saville and I were out early each morning prepping the diamonds. Alan and Vera DeLorme traveled from Kakawistaha First Nation near Broadview. We had several grandchildren playing ball in the tournament this weekend and had never been to the park in Carlisle before. I was very impressed with the facilities, said Vera. Mark Poirier is the front desk supervisor of the Ramada Hotel in Carlisle. We have had an extremely busy August with family reunions, weddings, the White Bear Pow Wow and Carlisle Fun Days. Because of the First Nations tournament, we were also full this weekend. This event really benefited our business. Saville is the Lions chairman of the concession booth. It was a wonderful cooperative effort by White Bear First Nation and the Carlisle Lions Club to successfully run a tournament as large as this. Great weather, fantastic players and teams with huge appetites made for loads of fast-paced action on the diamonds. It also made for a special bonding with our friendly neighbors to the north. Congratulations to Tanya and her crew for a job well done. Our food booth was hopping from Friday morning to the last pitch Sunday afternoon. Thanks again for allowing us the opportunity to showcase our park. Littlechief summed up the event as follows. A big thank you to FSIN for taking the time to review and approve our proposal allowing the community of White Bear to host this event. Thank you to the Carlisle District Lions Club and the town of Carlisle for providing the venue. And a final big thank you to everyone who was involved this past weekend, to come together and make this event happen in such a short time frame. One day, we would love to see the FSIN Summer Winter Games in White Bear, bringing together all nations showcasing our athletes, volunteers and organizers.